This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
Top stories of the day here. I just love it when, this is what I love about college football, one of the things, Mike, when we have these long debates over rankings and we all know that Haley voter was kind of in trouble for voting, for getting Florida, moving Florida only one step back after the South Florida situation. And then we're like, South Florida, should they be? I mean, everybody believes they're kind of awesome. They ranked them number 18 and they go up against Miami and they lose 49-12. So,
well, Miami's pretty good.
Miami's really good. Really good. I mean, that's what the difference, I guess, between top five and number 18. Just fascinating there. I don't know if you watched Monday Night Football last night or Sunday Night Football, Michael. It's Monday now. So J.J. McCarthy looks pretty bad. No fourth quarter heroics for J.J. McCarthy. I heard Brian Gary say it on Good Morning NoCo. He's played one good quarter of football. When they came back against the Bears, who were probably pretty bad. Outside of that, yikes. That was off. That was a bad game, too. Like, I'm good not watching any more Chicago games, and for the foreseeable future, sorry, Brian, watching any more Minnesota Vikings games. Yeah, go Pug, go Big Hub texting and says, go Dirty Birds. I was thinking about you watching that game last night.
I was also rooting for the Dirty Birds, but mostly because of Michael Penix Jr. And because you picked Michael Penix Jr.
for my quarterback toilet bowl. Well, yeah. His QBR was awful. I might win it, Mike.
I certainly hope you don't.
I very well could. Again, I think Tanner won. Didn't Tanner win it? The quarterback toilet bowl, we do. I don't think anybody really knows the rules of this, but I just pay attention to the quarterback I picked and hope that he has a bad game. And Michael Penix Jr. didn't have a good game. He did enough, but he wasn't good. Good thing they have Bijan Robinson.
I hope he was good enough for someone other than you to win. I'm not rooting against you, just rooting against you because you picked my quarterback.
Should have picked J.J. McCarthy. You know what his QBR was, Michael? Take a wild guess.
12.
6.2.
I was being optimistic.
Penix was 27.1. It was a bad game. I'm good not watching Bears or Vikings the rest of the way.
Now, okay?
Let's sign that. Let's sign that contract because that was just bad football. Set football back.
Now, is J.J. bad because he's just not, you know...
He's got a talented
roster, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Just inexperienced.
Well, and they weren't really blitzing him much. He got sacked 6 times, and I didn't see a lot of crazy blitzes. Texter says
dynamite.
Spencer Rattler was pretty awful. Did anybody take him? I don't remember who... I know Derbs wasn't here, so we just threw Tua at him. That was the route we decided to go there. But I don't know if anybody took Spencer Rattler. Big Hub says, yeah, offense was horrible. Well, they got a great running back. That can sure make things good. Hey, Big Hub, is Kyle Pitts going to work out? Like, he had 4 catches last night, but that was we're talking about all these tight ends that are just skyrocketing. And like Tyler Warren had a pretty good game against the Broncos as a rookie. Kyle Pitts was one of those dudes I thought was going to, like, be a top tight end. I'm curious. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Burrow, we talked about that already, but I'll bring it up again. That is significant because the Broncos play them in a couple of weeks. Joe Burrow will need surgery that will sideline him a minimum of 3 months, according to Adam Schefter. Turf toe injury in the first half of their game against Jacksonville. I don't know if you saw the pictures of the toe. Yeesh. Pretty gnarly looking, man. So your boy, Jake Browning, he's going to be the starting quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals, at least for the foreseeable future.
I like the Bengals a little more now. I don't think they're going to be any better.
Jake Browning was going to be something. And, you know, he's been with Cincinnati his whole career, hasn't he?
I thought he was drafted by the Vikings.
Was he traded?
Well, he was
or
like
did he ever play?
Spotter.
Did he ever play for the Vikings? Because I'm just showing his stats going back to 2023, and it's Cincinnati.
I will do some internet.
Do some research, Mike. You're good at researching. Interesting weekend, though. Pretty bad for our teams here, and I didn't hit my headlines, but here are the headlines. What exactly is leverage? Broncos nearly escaped another subpar performance. Northern Colorado is getting closer. Two tough opponents, two what-if endings. Imagine how they're so close to being 3-0, Michael. We'd be talking about Ed Lamb's movie we've always been talking about on Football 52. He always says they don't make movies and write books about teams that are supposed to win. You're so close to being 3-0, and that would be like the most miraculous 3-0 because South Dakota, I don't know, what were they, 12? Ranked 12 in FCS, and then CSU, a bowl team from last year.
I'm going to prove him wrong by self-publishing a book about a team that's supposed to win.
Well, I mean, they have written books. There's tons of Patriots books out there that you can go find. You go find the Chicago Bulls stuff. There's tons of books about them. So,
well, teams that are supposed to win.
Air Force is back on one side of the ball. They could not stop anything against Utah State. Wyoming's defense is tough. Wyoming's offense is rough. You like that, Mike? A little rhyming action?
That was quality.
Yeah. Coach Prime is digging for his baggage claim. Lost his Louis. It can sound bad for some. It just sounds weird, right? What do you think? You like the Monday morning headlines in the afternoon?
I do.
Good headlines. Biggest panic right now around these teams. Is it CU? It's got to be CU. Or maybe it's the Broncos.
No, it's not the Broncos.
Well, of course you're not panicking about the Broncos because, oh, they're going to win every game. I just believe
it
in my heart.
No, it's not the Broncos. I think it's CU.
Yeah,
you
CU.
Have this, even from that clip that we played, you have a lot of, and maybe I'm being nitpicky, but you have Prime saying, pointing more to you guys, you guys, you guys. I didn't hear him say at any time in that clip, me. He's pointing the finger at the players, and yeah, the players deserve a lot of finger pointing, but I never hear him criticize himself other than his bladder.
Yeah. I don't know. Does it feel like the pop is gone a little bit from CU? Obviously they lost to Houston, but without Coach Prime and his Louis, which is Shadur and Travis Hunter, and Shiloh was probably thrown in there too because it was kind of like a group. Does it not? Is this just me? They don't seem as cool. Is that just me, Mike? Like the press isn't freaking out as much about this Colorado Buffalo team because there was so much more pop to it when Shadur was on this team.
Yeah, there's some circumstance, but no pomp.
Nice. It's actually not bad. Not bad from you.
And it's a school, so you've got that graduation song going.
Big Hub says, is New Mexico good? New Mexico beat UCLA 35-10.
It's a combination of the two. I think UCLA is becoming a Danish, but possibly a donut in the near future.
Not quite a cupcake?
Well, no. FBS teams are not cupcakes. Those are FCS teams. The worst you can get in the FBS is a donut.
Well, I mean, they battled against Michigan. I mean, it was 34-17, but they kind of made it somewhat interesting for a second or two. I don't know. New Mexico might be good, and that's kind of scary for Colorado State, Michael.
I would love to see New Mexico be good. They've been a donut for so long.
Well, they lost Bronco Mendenhall, and it was like, oh, they're back, and then they lost their quarterback to Utah. And so everyone's like, oh, poor New Mexico. It finally felt like they were starting to get something together, and then they lose all their stuff. They lose all the cool things that they had going for them.
Yeah. By the way, Jake Browning was undrafted to the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, look at you go. But never actually played for the Vikings.
He was an off-season or practice squad player for the Vikings for 3 years. And then he went to the Cincinnati Bengals 2021 through this year.
Let's talk about, I don't want to talk about Jake Browning. Let's talk about the Mountain West over the weekend. So New Mexico beats up on UCLA. I thought Wyoming, 31-6, Utah covered the spread. But I thought that game was, now offensively, this Cowboys team is not there. And waiting on more information about John Michael Gillenborg. But on one side of the ball, and again, they're going up against a tough Utah defense, Mike. So on one side of the ball, it seems like they might be world beaters. Is that going to be enough to make real noise in the Mountain West? Are the Cowboys just going back to what they were with Craig Bohl? You know, Jay Sovell comes in and it's supposed to be this, hey, we're going to throw it too. Look out. Here we go. That was not the case. That was a lie. Caden Anderson threw for 108 yards. Chris Durr Jr. caught 40 of those. Just kind of looking around, Wyoming could be tough. New Mexico could be tough. I think Air Force and Utah State are going to be tough. Utah State won 49-30, but the fact that Air Force put up 30 was crazy. That quarterback for Utah State, Bryson Barnes, counted for 5 touchdowns for the Aggies. They're going to be good. Nevada, no. Fresno State? I mean, they beat a bad team. They beat one of your cupcakes there in Southern. Where is Southern? Somewhere south?
I believe Southern is in Louisiana.
Well, they beat them. Fresno State beat them. Baton Rouge, I like to say. I heard it said that way once, and I'd like to stick with that. Hawaii pounded Portland State, but not really. 23-3? Portland State's bad, Michael. Like, really bad. That should be a win for the UNC Bears. So, I thought, I'm kind of high on Hawaii, but I don't know. Mountain West's going to be very interesting. You know, this weekend coming up, the Rams get back in action, but you got Boise State and Air Force going at it. Boise was off last week. Boise's a 10.5-point favorite. I don't know. I mean, they can't stop anybody defensively. They're pretty bad. CSU plays UTSA. Mike, who's favored in that game? Go on.
I'm going to say UTSA by 7.
By 4.5. In Fort Collins. Yikes.
Early reaction, I'm calling UTSA to win by 7.
That would be brutal. Although Coach Norvell said UTSA is one of the best group G5 schools in the country. Maybe. Maybe you're setting yourself up so it doesn't look as bad if you... That's being negative.
Don't be negative. That's
I'm trying
job.
Not to be. Wyoming plays Colorado. That's fascinating to me. UNLV plays Miami, Ohio. UNLV is a 2.5-point favorite in that one. San Jose State plays Idaho. They should win that. Nevada and Western Kentucky. Western Kentucky's a 10.5-point favorite. Utah State plays McNeese. Sorry. They should win that. San Diego State plays Cal. Aztecs are 12.5-point dogs. And then Hawaii and Fresno State, late night get right, live from Honolulu, Hawaii. That will be a 10 o'clock kickoff. Well, 9:59, Mike. You going to stay up for that one?
I mean, I'm always up late. I don't know if that's one I'll watch.
I would watch that if I'm up. I mean, I could probably watch the first half of that. I like late night games.
I had a lot of family stuff this week, so I missed a lot of football. But boy, did I enjoy watching Air Force just not play defense.
Yeah, but their offense looked pretty good.
That was fun.
They're fun.
Disappointed by their defense. I mean, don't you guys have radar?
Air Force is fun when they, like, people say, oh, I don't really like that style of football. But when it works that way, it's a lot of fun to watch. Just the misdirection, triple options all over the place. And they had some, they were changing up their quarterbacks like crazy. They had Zarka.
One of those
Johnson,
dudes can throw.
And then Zarka, and then Johnson. Well, Johnson can. And they were finding stuff over in the middle of the field. Cade Harris was excellent. But look at all these dudes that carry the ball for Air Force. How can you not like this? 61 runs. And that's actually low from what I've seen in the past. Ooh, good question. Big Hub, could CSU beat CU this year? Who's winning that game? I'm not tweeting anything about that, by the way. I'm staying out of that noise. What's the score?
It's not a fun one.
Like low scoring? Like 10-3?
I think it's going to be one like really odd. It's going to be a scoregami type of score. It's going to be like 29-25, something weird. Like if they played this year, it would be weird, unpredictable, and dumb.
Yeah. All right, Mike, we got to do this real quick. Diamond Valley Collectibles in Windsor. We got our Diamond Valley trivia question of the day. And I've got to register people. I'll give you the answer right now, Mike, because I didn't give it to you. So I'm just going to, it's a year. So just remember that. Go ahead and fire it up. There we go. Yeah. Fire it up, Mike. The Diamond Valley Collectibles trivia question. This is your chance to get in the mix for a $20 gift certificate that we will announce on Friday. Congratulations to Dwayne, who won the $20 gift certificate last week. Congrats, you're in the mix. Here's what I want to know today, because I'm loving it. The Kansas City Chiefs are 0-2. For the first time since when? Give me the year. And I just text that to you. Michael, you have it. The Kansas City Chiefs are 0-2 for the first time since. Call now, 970-353-1310. Just be the first caller to get this one right. Give me the year. 970-353-1310. That's the First Advantage hotline. 970-353-1310. The Kansas City Chiefs are 0-2 for the first time since. Give me the year. 23 minutes after the hour, Michael. We'll take a short break. We got Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, joining us in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Your college football, the NFL, and the Broncos on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Yeah, well, we got this news. I kind of forgot about it. CSU was off this weekend, but they were in the midst of a quarterback competition, I guess, between Jackson Brousseau and Braden Fowler-Nicolosi. But Coach Norvell has now announced that BFN will start against UTSA this weekend. Probably the right move. That's what I was thinking last week. Well, County Swami says, do you believe it was actually an open quarterback competition in CSU? After Norvell said, quote, he's been our QB and he is our QB, end quote. I feel like it was just for PR. Could be. Certainly could be. Where it's just, hey, we're going to say there's a quarterback competition, so it looks like we are kind of putting some pressure to BFN. Either way, the message was out there, and BFN and maybe some teammates, if it wasn't a real competition, they know that it wasn't, but outwardly, we all believe that it kind of was a quarterback competition, and it's enough to get, I think, for some fans to show that Jay Norvell is holding Braden Fowler-Nicolosi accountable, just to even utter the words that we're going to potentially look at switching things up for Colorado State. I'll say the same thing I said about the Buffs, though. Couple games in, and you're already doing this? It's not good. 12:29 the time. Coming up next, we got Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Where do the Buffs go from here, especially on the quarterback side of things? Let's talk to Mark coming up next. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Trying to pep it up a little bit, Michael. Good job. We're trying to make sense of everything that went down over the weekend. It's kind of the theme here, which we knew we'd get to at some point, but kind of a panic button for the Broncos, for the Buffs, maybe. I don't think Cowboys fans should necessarily panic, maybe about the offense, but the fact that it was a close game at the half kind of feels like a moral victory, kind of. Now, again, Utah still covers and still beat them up pretty good, and Whittingham goes for the backdoor cover. He's not kneeling that ball. He's not just going to fall down to the ground. It's all about the style points, right? And it's his old rival. It's Utah's old rival. So kind of figured that was going to happen. Rough week of picks. Now we gotta get right this weekend. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. We'll really have to kick it into gear. First advantage text line 888-530-0043. Mark Johnson was supposed to be on the show, but Michael is efforting back there. He's dialing. Very good, but we'll see. Maybe we'll get Mark on. Maybe we won't. For the Buffs game, I thought they had something cooking at the end of that half. I mean, you had Ryan Staub looked really good. It looked like, okay, here we go. Been a rough first half, but that drive, suddenly things kind of feel different. You know, he was throwing the ball down the field. He was taking off and running. And then you get into the second half, and it's pretty much all Houston the rest of the way. Houston starts up the second half with a field goal. They force a three and out on the Buffs the next possession, and then Houston goes down and scores a touchdown. It's now 26-14. Then in the fourth quarter, Staub throws an interception. Houston missed a field goal, but you get another three and out for the Buffs. Houston goes down and scores a touchdown. The Buffs have a turnover on downs. Rough outing for the Colorado Buffaloes. So I certainly think that there is a certain amount of panic that is surrounding the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're seeing a lot of it online, Michael. The Coach Prime without Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter is more like Carl Durrell. I mean, you got the timeout thing that from 2 weeks ago. It's really frustrating. And then the quarterback situation, I think, again, the optics of that were bad. Are the Buffs going to be bad, Michael? I mean, they are 1-2 right now. The preseason predictions were like, okay, this is a 6-7 win team, maybe 6-7, which would have been all right. I would think you're totally good with that after replacing two players that you just thought they were so good you retired their numbers, which is still an interesting look, even for Travis Hunter, who is arguably the greatest Buff to ever do it, but normally you wait a while. You kind of let them get see what their NFL career looks like. But I would have been okay with 7 wins. I would have been all right with that because you're still in a good spot. You're still a relevant team. You're still kind of in the mix for the Big 12 stuff in the end. But now, because I said this on Friday's show, Mike, whoever loses this game is probably trending toward the bottom of the conference. Because I don't know where a lot of these wins are going to come from the rest of the way. Because the Buffs have Wyoming coming up, and I don't know. That you lose that one, and fans are going to freak the hell out.
I don't think they lose that one, but I do think it is a sloppy, low-scoring, lots of turnovers game. I would equate this to one of those games where it rains or snows way too much and neither team can move the ball or turns the ball over a lot. It's going to be one of those games, and all the people who have tuned in hoping for lots of offense are going to be real disappointed and are going to move to a different game. Is it a night game?
Yeah, it's a late night game.
Okay, there are going to be a lot of people watching replays instead of this game after the second quarter.
This is a prime opportunity for the Cowboys and also for the Buffs. If you go out and you just lay the smackdown on Wyoming on ESPN when you're kind of it's just you're the only game on, then I mean well one of the main games on at that point. That is an opportunity there. Mike, I'm gonna list the rest of the schedule for CU. You tell me if they're winning or losing. My picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. Home against Wyoming.
Oh, that's going to be a win.
So they're 2-2. Home against BYU.
Loss?
At TCU.
I don't know how good TCU is, so I'm going to say
they're 2-0.
Win.
A win for
the Buffs.
So they're 3-3. Iowa State.
That is a resounding L.
So they're 3-4. At Utah.
They're going to lose that one as well.
3-5. Home against Arizona. Arizona's 3-0.
I think they lose that one as well.
So 3-6. At West Virginia. West Virginia's 2-1. On the road.
I think they lose that one, but that could be one where they just surprise someone.
So 3-7. Go with your gut. 3-7. A home against Arizona State.
Loss.
3-8. At Kansas State.
Oh, they'll win that one.
4-8.
I feel like Kansas State had that really, like, their quarterback's not playing well. I feel like Kansas State's in real trouble.
Yeah,
I think
I do too.
CU's going to win that one.
I think Kansas State's in a lot of trouble. I mean, they're 1-3. You know, they lost a close game to start the season to Iowa State. But then they lose to Arizona. They lose to Army.
Losing to Army,
were close against North Dakota.
How can Army be?
They beat North Dakota by 3, 38-35. So, yeah, Big 12 problems.
North
issues
Dakota
for the Buffs.
Didn't...
So you got the Buffs at, what did I say? You've got them winning 4?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the freak out like in Boulder then?
If it's going to be kind of like if the Broncos had gone 7-9 and missed the playoffs, like it under Tebow. You would have had the Tebow does everything right and everybody else on the Broncos is wrong, and then you would have actually had more people like you and me who know about football.
Yeah, I wouldn't be freaking out about Prime this year if they win 4 games. Now, that would be a letdown because I thought they're probably at least a bowl team. But yes, the questions will be surrounding Colorado, and now that Coach Prime doesn't have his superstars, which they were when they played for the Buffs, how good of a coach is he?
Now, you have a bit of an excuse. He did have a rough offseason.
He did, yes.
This year, if he has a good offseason, if he can recruit, if people still believe in Prime, whatever the year is that he has this year, next year, how does next year look? I think if next year is bad,
but they're bringing in all these recruits. Like, they're getting the big names. Why aren't they better 3 weeks in?
Again, he had health issues. Like, you can't focus 100% on football if you had.
So you're giving him a pass.
Issues, and he has a lot of those.
Unfortunately, ever since he got to Boulder, he's had health issues.
Well, even before then, he had those surgeries on his foot.
Yeah. Well, part of that was during his Boulder time too. It was kind of the transition from. Yeah, it's not a great look, but there might be a group of fans that will be fine with that. And again, his fan base, they don't go away easy, man. Like, there's going to be a lot of people that are making excuses for him, and it's okay. Like, there's still a lot of season left. Maybe Houston's better than we thought. Houston's 3-0.
We can only hope. We can only hope. Because if you lose like that to Houston, you really want Houston to be good.
Yeah, you're rooting for Houston. So, a lot to unpack for the Colorado Buffaloes, and it doesn't look like it's going to get easier, though. I mean, again, I know you're quick to just say, oh, Wyoming's winning that game. That game is a little scarier, I think, now than it was 3 weeks ago.
Did I say Wyoming? I meant to say CU.
Oh, so, I'm sorry. Sorry, I meant to say CU. I know you think that's going to be easy for CU, but...
I don't think it's going to be easy, but I don't think it's going to be... It's just going to be a sloppy, stupid game.
Yeah, maybe so. All right, 45 minutes after the hour. We'll take a quick break here. We're going to wrap up the second hour of the show. How about the UNC Bears? Let's talk about that. Going up against South Dakota, and they force overtime. South Dakota was a ranked FCS team. What does that mean going forward for Ed Lamb and the Northern Colorado Bears? It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Sweat it, NoCo. With cooler temperatures upon us, that only means more red-hot takes on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
.12:51 the time. Welcome back to The Whole Show, powered by Chevron. I thought for the Broncos overall, though, I mean, I know the result sucked and the way that that game finished and the last couple of sequences there with the interception, the missed field goal, maybe a missed call by the refs. If we're going to call it both ways, call it both ways. But did you see some things from this game that actually had you go, I like the improvement? Did they play better than they played against Tennessee? It looked like, for the most part, they did.
Offensively, absolutely. Defensively,
boy. Yeah, they got some injuries, though.
They do have injuries, but...
Yeah.
Gotta get your middle linebackers back.
They were... And again, I don't... Like, R.J. Harvey had 5 carries for 8 yards in this game. I mean, you were seeing a lot more of a mix of... Well, not really a lot more of a mix, but you were seeing a lot more J.K. Dobbins... You know, he had 14 carries for 76 yards and a touchdown. The rest of the guys, though, I mean, R.J. Harvey had 5 carries. Tyler Bidet had 1 carry. You had Troy Franklin on the wide receiver. Was that a reverse, Mike? Was that what that was? He had 1 carry for 11 yards. Yeah, I liked the mix, especially in that first half, and I thought Bo Nix looked really good. When you can mix it up and you can have... You can keep a defense guessing a bit. It's amazing how that works, right?
Especially
for young quarterbacks.
I really liked Bidet getting that third down catch. First down. They didn't convert on that last game. Like, they couldn't get the ball to Bidet on that third down. And this game, like, I like that. They were more in sync offensively. And third, fourth quarter, not as good. Great, but it's nice to see signs of life in the offense. Defense needs to play a little better, and it looks like Indianapolis might be the real deal offensively.
Breaking news here. J.J. McCarthy unlikely to play Sunday versus the Bengals, out with an ankle. Carson Wentz, still in the league. Carson Wentz expected to play. Kind of forgot about old Carson Wentz, man. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043.
Will you be taking Carson Wentz? Your toilet bowl.
I don't know. That's on Friday, Michael. That's way too far for my brain to really get to at this point. But we'll see. That's been a fun segment. I've enjoyed doing that. We still don't understand it, but it's a dancing thing, so we're rolling with it, and I think we're enjoying it.
And if it fails, it's dancing's fault.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
And we throw that in the toilet.
Throw that in the toilet. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Coming up in the final hour of the show, we got Buy or Sell Stock Watch. We do that on Monday's edition of Buy or Sell. The regional teams, the teams that we follow here, where's their stock sitting after a couple of weeks of football now? Really fascinating to see how this all, this is why I love covering and following so many different teams, because we've got a lot of storylines surrounding these programs and teams and coaches and players, and it just sets up for a very, very dramatic weekend of football. Like for CSU, they have to win. They really need to win on Saturday, because they had their bye last week, but the last time we saw this team was they escaped with a win over the Bears, the controversial call heard round the world, kind of. They have to bounce back, but they're going up against a UTSA team that is favored to beat them by 4.5. And we just got the news from Kevin at the Coloradoan that Braden Fowler-Nicolosi will, in fact, start. Was there much of a competition? We'll get into that, I'm sure, later this week. We got Rams Weekly on Thursday. Kevin and I break into all things Colorado State, so it'll be fascinating. And Wyoming and CU, that's pretty interesting to me as well. All right, we'll take a break here. We got Buy or Sell Stock Watch coming up next. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.